Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1605 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on practical tools for Bible study. Today let's meditate on Bible study, hermeneutics, and commentaries. Insight number 71. Read a book or take a course on biblical hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is a science and art of interpretation. It should be distinguished from other Bible study methods. Hermeneutics uses involves process of interpretation, but it also includes historical and theoretical issues and problems. When it comes to historical and theoretical issues, a hermeneutics book or course will typically discuss things like the following three items. First, the history of biblical interpretation. The Bible has not always been interpreted with methods that we use today. For example, the ancient Jewish community and the early church fathers employed techniques that we would consider strange or even unadvisable today. The same can be said for other periods of church history. Second, historical and cultural analysis. A hermeneutics course will introduce students to tools learning about the civilizations and worldviews that surrounded the ancient Israelites. These resources include primary sources, literature produced by ancient Egyptian and Romans, for example. Serious Bible students need to know where to find primary sources and which literary works contribute to understanding what's written in the Bible. And third, applying the Bible across modern cultures. This area deals with theoretical and practical approaches in communicating the Bible to the world's cultures. Even in our own day, we know that cultural differences can interfere with accurate communication. This is even more true with regard to a book as ancient as the Bible. In terms of Bible study and analyzing biblical text, a hermeneutics book or course will introduce the students to the range of procedures including these three. Proper methods of word study. The student needs to consider issues like word usage context and how synonyms relate to each other. Second, literary genre. Genre refers to the type of literature, and genre influences meaning. You would not interpret the word court in the same way in legal documents, a sports column, or a building permit. And third, Greek and Hebrew grammar. Students need to understand grammatical terms that commentaries use to interact with the original text. For instance, it matters what the Greek aorist tense is and how it affects the meaning. There is a lot to consider when you're studying scripture, and one of the primary goals is proper interpretation. For that, exposure to a hermeneutics textbook or course is indispensable. Let's move on to insight number 72, discover Bible commentaries. Dr. Heiser shares this story. I have been addicted to Bible study since becoming a Christian in high school, and addiction is the right word. Once I had read through the Bible as a sophomore, I moved on to Strong's Numbers and a concordance. After a year of that, I wanted something else. Oh, happy, glorious morning. Okay, I am embellishing a little. I discovered commentaries. I wasn't quite in biblical nirvana yet, but I could see it over the horizon. Honestly, what public high school senior takes commentaries to school to read in study hall? Dr. Heiser said he's been there and done that. In case you still haven't discovered commentaries, I should explain what they are, and I will focus some time on another segment on the different types of commentaries. They're certainly not all created equal. A commentary is a book about the Bible, but not in the sense that the author strictly talks about the Bible's history, background, sections, characters, or theology. A commentary guides the reader through the Bible, either section by section or even verse by verse. It's as though you have your own private scholar watching over your shoulder as you read through the Bible, and that scholar takes time to comment, hence commentary, on what you're reading. Commentaries partner you with an experienced student of Scripture to help you to study. Commentaries differ quite widely on the level and detail contained in the comments about what the Bible says. But one thing that they have in common is the goal to take the user beyond merely reading their translation of the Bible. A commentary is naturally geared to help you pause and reflect on the material. That might mean discussing a possible meaning of the particular word, alerting you to some ancient cultural element that explains a specific phrase, or making a historical observation that situates the passage contents in a particular period of civilization. Commentaries also seek how to highlight how a passage or book provides practical insights for wise living and deepening your relationship with God. After all, the Bible is no mere collection of facts. It is about a relationship with God through Christ. Commentaries don't just inform, they can rebuke and encourage as well. And let's wrap up today with our verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our Trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect through Bible study on what's most important in creating our living legacy. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,604 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.